It's not all doom and gloom in the food industry. Some companies are bucking the trend. You can still find Australian-made goods on supermarket shelves. Family-run company Heather Bray began in 1941. It sent biscuits to Australian diggers overseas, and it's still making biscuits, tarts and shortbreads in Melbourne's northern suburbs. You can hear the factory line behind me. Bassam Wakeham is the company's managing director. He says, unlike car makers, he doesn't get any government handouts.
Look, it's very tough, and it gets tougher every year. I know of four similar sort of biscuit cookie manufacturers that have gone into administration in the last 4 years. So it is quite tough, but we've been fortunate to have good growth. We've had 20% growth in the last year.
Those people that have gone broke, what happened to them and to their workers?
Most of them have been bought out by larger companies, and from what I understand, even they are still struggling, you know, a year afterwards.
You say you are ahead of the game and you are growing. How do you manage to do that?
Look, we need to be innovative. We got a full-time person that just does product development for us. I've been in the industry for over 20 years, so we're always looking out for new ideas, new products, and just stay ahead.
Are you confident about the future?
Yes, I am. I mean, I've got young kids, and I'm confident that one day I could handball this over to them.
Other food manufacturers have gone by the wayside. What lessons have you got for those who are suffering?
Look, we've stuck to our core business, which is, you know, biscuit and cookie manufacturing. We haven't ventured out into other areas. We've reinvested. We've trained our people. But probably most importantly, we've been able to understand our costings. So these days, there's a lot of flack on the supermarkets, but if you can't supply the supermarkets at the price they want it for, you just have to walk away. So I think a lot of the problems others have had were to supply it products where there just wasn't enough profit in there.
And in a way, you go against the grain of common thought, and that is you're not exporting.
We're not doing much export, that's right. Look, with our size company, there's still a lot of scope for us in Australia. So we're still, that's our main focus. But that's not to say that we're not trying to export. We're trying to do that as well.
The managing director of Heather Bray there.